The nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau has completed its audit of state retiree health insurance reporting for the state of Wisconsin. This audit was published as report number 22-10 in August 2022. The following is the report summary. The state retiree health insurance program, which is one of the other post-employment benefits or OPEB plans offered by the state of Wisconsin to eligible retirees, is administered by the Department of Employee Trust Funds, or ETF. OPEB refers to the benefits, other than pensions, that a state or local government employee may receive after they have left employment, generally upon retirement. The program offers retirees who are not yet eligible for Medicare the option to participate in the state's group health insurance program. Premiums are established and collected based on current needs of the program, and assets are not accumulated to pay future benefits. The Department of Administration, or DOA, is responsible for preparing the financial statements of the state of Wisconsin, including calculating the total OPEB liability for the program. To assist state agencies, such as the University of Wisconsin or UW System, and various authorities, including UW Hospitals and Clinics Authority, in preparing their own financial statements following generally accepted accounting principles, or GAAP, DOA prepared employer schedules and notes for the program. We provided unmodified opinions on the employer schedules and related notes of the state retiree health insurance program as of and for the year ended June 30, 2021. The schedules provide a fair view of the allocations and total amounts related to the program. We conducted our audit by auditing the employer schedules and related notes in accordance with applicable government auditing standards, issuing our auditor's opinions, reviewing internal controls, and issuing our auditor's report on internal control and compliance. We also retained an actuary to conduct an independent review of the program's actuarial calculations and actuarial valuation report. DOA reported a total OPEB liability of $712.9 million as of June 30, 2021. For the state retiree health insurance program. Under the program, the state offers retirees who are not yet eligible for Medicare the option to participate in the state's group health insurance program. Although the state does not pay directly any portion of the premium for retirees who choose to participate in the program, the state does pay higher premiums for its active employees than it otherwise would if retirees were excluded. Therefore, the state implicitly subsidizes the premiums paid by participating retirees by offering these individuals access to health insurance coverage at a lower rate than they might otherwise pay based upon their age. This, in turn, creates an OPEB liability the state must recognize for purposes of financial reporting. The $712.9 million total OPEB liability will be reported in the state's financial statements, which will be included in the state of Wisconsin's Annual Comprehensive Financial Report, or ACFR, for the year ended June 30, 2022. In addition, some state agencies, such as UW System and various authorities, including the UW Hospitals and Clinics Authority, that are reported in the state's ACFR, also separately issue GAAP-based financial statements. To assist each of these agencies and authorities in determining its proportionate share of the total OPEB liability, DOA prepared employer schedules that include these amounts. The total OPEB liability for the state retiree health insurance program increased from $642 million as of June 30, 2020, to $712.9 million as of June 30, 2021. This increase is primarily related to changes in actual benefit payments and contributions paid, and changes in the healthcare cost trend rates and the discount rate assumptions. The actuarial audit identified 6 errors in the actuarial valuation and included 7 recommendations for improvement. These errors related to the application of certain rates and assumptions. The consulting actuary agreed with the results and revised the actuarial valuation to address 4 of the errors, which reduced the total OPEB liability for the program by $3.5 million. Further, the consulting actuary stated that they would address the remaining errors and incorporate the recommendations in future valuations. To view this and other publications from the Nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau, please visit our website at www.legis.wisconsin.gov/lab. To report fraud, waste, and mismanagement in state government, please contact our hotline at 1-877-FRAUD17.